Hey, this is a podcast. No, wait, it's a comedy podcast. Well, we tried to make it a comedy podcast. And it's not meant to offend anyone. So don't get offended, okay? And wait, there's something else. Oh, yeah. Listener discretion is advised.
Audiomatic presents Our Last Week.
Hi, Kunal.
Hello, Paul.
Kunal, we are recording a video.
We are.
Yeah. And we shouldn't, you know, like become those people that, you know, like when there's a camera for the first time, you know, how a lot of amateur performers like myself, you know, keep
looking.
This.
Keep eyeing the camera.
Yeah. Like David Brent in The Office. You know, when he had the camera for the first time, he's like, I'm the regional manager. He kept looking at that.
So we shouldn't do that.
We should, I guess, should not.
But should we acknowledge the camera at all?
Hello, listeners. Hello, viewers.
Viewers and listeners.
Hello, viewers and listeners. And the goal of this, the reason we're doing this is that we will be doing, soon, we will be bringing out visual things. Our podcast will be visual. You'll get to see us. And so, hear us.
So we're making videos from now.
We're a video podcast. The heyday, right. The real glory days of the video podcast were 2004 and 5. No, sorry, a little later.
Yeah.
2008 and
9. Right.
So we've missed the bus by 21 years.
A little bit late to the game.
But we're here. We're here.
But now we've joined late.
Yeah.
To the video podcast game.
I feel like the bus not only left the station,
so we
it's
are
done a full round and returned.
And passed us again.
Second time.
And now we're running after the
bus.
We're
running behind the bus.
I think that we've gotten onto the bus.
Yeah.
That is the bus that's come after the bus.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, the bus for the people who are late to the party.
So the podcast bus has left.
It's left.
Twice. And gone. Now we've joined some other bus.
Now we're on the video podcast bus, which is chasing the other video podcast bus.
Yeah. And on this bus are just any influencers who are like, hey, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
We're competing with that now.
Yeah.
It's come to that. So thank you for listening.
But what's amazing is how we constantly miss different forms of transport.
Buses, yeah.
So like, I think that there was a train, you know, the
yeah,
the train that was the internet train, you know, like you get on it, you do you become a Instagram star, you become a Facebook sensation, you become
We go even further back. We could have bought Amazon stock.
Yeah,
you know, if I read something day before yesterday, if you spent 3 lakhs on Amazon stock in 2005
or 8 even,
or even 2008, I'm sure. Yeah. 20 years later or 15, 17 years later, you'd have 2 crores. So that, no one put us on that bus.
No, that we missed that also.
That bus came and went. Then I suppose if we had jumped on the bandwagon of small independent films that were releasing only in metro areas. So the bus that had Bheja Fry in it.
We tried getting on that bus, but I think it was full.
That bus threw us out.
We got thrown out of that bus. Yeah.
Then the next bus was YouTube. We could have become YouTube
sensations.
Stars. You could have put out clips of your comedy films.
But that flight took off.
We were too late to it. You know, I put the wrong things up on YouTube.
Boarding was
my
closed.
My video was upside down, I think.
Yeah.
So other people became stars after that. So that didn't happen. Then there was a bus that said, do you want to be part of the streaming revolution? Amazon came to India, Netflix came to India. And I think we were on that bus in 2017.
But it broke down.
One leg.
I think it broke down.
Then your bus broke down.
You got run over by the bus.
I got run over by the bus and I got thrown off by the bus.
Yeah, yeah.
Run over and thrown off.
I think you were run over, then they boarded you, and then they threw you off.
They threw me out.
Because
they said, this guy can't work.
Yeah.
He's injured. He's useless.
Yeah.
Threw me off that bus. Then
we together did a show called Going Viral.
Yeah.
Hoping for a permanent seat on the bus.
Hmm.
And then later realized that that bus stopped. That bus is not going anywhere because they didn't commission a second series.
In fact, and we thought it was a bus, but it was actually a cycle.
It's a rickshaw.
It was a cycle.
And the guy said, "Ye bus itta duri jayega."
Yeah.
And then we were there. And now we are doing this latest bus.
Which is now we're doing what we think is a very...
We think it's a bus.
We think it's a video podcast
thing. Video podcast thing.
But it's... We're way behind.
It could be anything. We'll find out.
We're very late to this.
Is this even a bus? You know?
I don't know. I don't know what we're doing here. I think the restaurant has shut for the day.
Yeah.
You know, we've come to eat.
Yeah.
The chef has also left.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like...
We're cooking our own meal.
Yeah.
We're doing, pretending it's been cooked for us.
Yeah. That's how late we are.
This food is really good.
Sir, restaurant is shut, sir.
Yeah.
So that is table mat, sir.
Actually, what they don't know is our producers have left.
They've also
locked
left.
We're just into a room and we put on the headphones.
It's just
this
us.
This is a cry for help, actually. What they don't realize is this is not a recording studio. This is a madhouse.
Yeah.
So these walls are to protect us only.
And they didn't need to pad it because we are padded.
We are padded.
So
yeah.
We can bounce against these walls.
That's us.
Yeah.
So thank you for listening to another failed and watching. Attempt at becoming podcasters.
Mm.
We have been doing this nearly 15 years.
You keep increasing the number.
Yeah.
It hasn't been 15 years. We started in 2014.
I think I...
Or 15.
I sort of feel better when I like... Because it's 9 years doesn't sound great.
It doesn't sound very...
But we have... It's hard to consistently fail at a thing.
That's what I find amazing is that people who succeed over long periods get a lot of credit.
Mm.
And I think that people who fail over long periods should also get the similar amount of credit.
They deserve as much, if not more.
As much. I mean,
Do you know how long his films have been flopping?
It's much easier to succeed over 20 years and keep doing it than it is to fail over 20 years and keep doing it.
The same energy.
With the same enthusiasm,
hope,
ambition.
Do you know what's possible with podcasting?
Yeah, because you know, it's because you're staring at failure every episode.
Yeah.
You know,
and you get it also.
And the perseverance that takes is far more than when you do it successfully for 20.
It's a lot.
It is.
You know, so for example, when I read a article that says podcasters make this much money, there's so much possible, the future of podcasting is bright in India, podcasting is blowing up. I believe it. Because after doing it for 9 years, it hasn't happened for us.
Somewhere out there it is.
So I read it like with the same enthusiasm as a person who's done his first podcast.
Yeah.
Who's hoping to become an overnight success.
Correct.
Because I'm thinking, you know, maybe, podcasting, the future is... I've only been doing it 50 years.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe. I'm just a beginner.
Yeah.
You know, I do comedy quite a bit in the UK.
Yes.
And they have a thing in the UK where they're like, you know, he's been going. It's a phrase.
Mm.
You know, like,
mm.
why doesn't he have this many TV appearances? Mm. Oh, he's only been going 7 years.
Mm, mm,
it's a phrase there. He's only been going 8 years. It's too early.
Mm. It'll happen for
It'll him. Happen. So they have a rite of passage in that culture.
Correct.
You know, like... He's only been going 8 or 10 years. Finally, you might see him on radio here and there, blossoming.
Right.
Just a little TV ad here and there. He's been going only 5 years. Now, he's been going as a term.
Right.
So, I feel like that's, you know, I feel like that needs to be sort of like our career. You know? Like,
I think the difference
They've been only going 15, 20 years.
But the difference here is that for the person there who's only been going 7-8 years, their rite of passage is that they do it for 7-8 years and then they start getting the breaks on radio, television, bigger shows, you know, then they do the game shows or they become the funny person in a sitcom, whatever. That's the kind of trajectory. Here, you do it for that many years and then when it's about to be your time, then they go and they hire much younger and more famous people who've been only going for 4 months.
Yeah.
You know, so then the fact that you've been going for 10 years or 15 years,
doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. It's actually detrimental.
Yeah.
the one who's been just going,
yeah,
who just learned to spell go,
yeah,
that's the person that.
Because I've seen this in India, you know, like they'll see a stand-up clip of mine,
yeah,
or let's say I go in for a pitch, say to a corporate, and present something like, let's do, you know, let's do a corporate event for your employees like this, and I mention how. I don't know if this has happened to you. The first thought is, this is a brilliant idea. Who can we get for this? And you're like, but I'm standing in front of you. I've come for the thing itself.
Yeah.
So I've seen this a lot. They're like, Anubhav, we love this stand-up clip of yours. Who do you think will be good
for to do it? Who do you think can do this bit that you've done? Say, but I just did the bit. Say, but who can do it? You know, like, which person?
You want someone younger. You know, someone who's with it, someone who gets it. Something like this only.
Something like this, but on someone else's face.
Just somebody else. Can we get someone else?
I don't like the way in which this conversation is going, Paul.
Fair enough. It's too close to home.
I just feel like, you know, we shouldn't be whining.
But I'm not. I'm not upset about this.
I know. We're laughing about it. I'm not saying that. Yeah. But I'm saying that, you know, it's fine.
Of course, it's fine. Without it, where would we be?
Where would we be? Yeah.
You know, like, we'd be happy, and who wants to be happy?
Who wants to? You want to be morose? You want to wallow?
Who wants joy?
Never.
Like, that is.
That's not allowed.
Yeah. I also found out that in South Africa, this is not related to anything. I'm just going to say it.
Sure.
There is a national park called the Kruger National Park.
Yeah, not cougar.
Cougar is an animal, isn't it?
Yeah.
A cougar is
and it's also a slang for a kind of
an older woman who's looking,
seducing or attracting or preying on younger men or just men in general, but someone.
I think women over 40 who are single are called cougars.
Cougar, yeah.
Right.
So this is called Kruger National Park.
Yeah, but there's also a cougar is also a kind of mountain lion.
It is.
And I'd seen a Will Ferrell movie where he is being taught to drive or he's learning to overcome fear.
Okay.
And he's put in a car with a live cougar.
Okay.
And he's told if you can drive with a cougar, then you can do anything.
Then you can drive with a family.
Yeah.
Then you can have a full family and drive with them. Yeah.
I think he's being prepared in the film for jail. He's done some financial fraud. He's been prepared for jail.
Right.
And he has to go through a series of tests.
Right.
And one of the tests is, can he drive with a live cougar in the car?
Okay.
Why did I bring this up? A cougar.
Kruger National Park.
That a lot of rhinos are being stolen from Kruger National Park.
Oh, okay.
A lot of other animals. And the park is the same size as Belgium. It's pretty large. And they can't control animals because of how large it is. You know, you can't have borders all around the thing the size of Belgium.
Sure.
So that is a problem.
Right.
I was wondering, that's not a problem we'll ever have in an Indian national park like Kanha or Corbett.
They are large, the parks, but I think even within the parks you have villages.
Full place, people live there.
Yeah.
And if a tiger walked out of the park, it's not like he would easily go into Nepal. You know, like, I think it's very hard for a wild animal to disappear in India.
Because there'll be some pan bidi shop at the corner of the park. Then there'll be some, you know, there'll be a highway. I mean, it's a lot of, there's always, you're
some
always,
bhajiyas are being
something
sold
is being sold. There'll be
like immediately there'll be shouting, mashals, 600 people running behind the tiger.
Because, I mean, most of these national parks are surrounded by tiny villages, and as I said, some of them even have a few tribal villages and people
Loads of people live in there.
Yeah. When I witnessed a tiger for the first time, the tiger was actually wasn't preying on, but was focused on a village setting. So right. We were in a national park,
yeah,
and there was a sort of some of the people who do some sort of maintenance. They had a sort of
building,
not a building. It was just a hut,
okay,
with like a straw fence around it. And this tiger was looking, and their bathing area was even outside that. So and this tiger was looking at those people,
yeah, and it was gotta eat something.
Yeah, but it was scary because it was the people, the tigers. It wasn't a prey. It wasn't a deer.
Yeah.
There were humans over there.
What is your moral responsibility in a situation like that? Like if you're in a jeep as
you have to take the photo. That's
your must. You must take the photo.
You have to take the photo, yeah.
The recreation area of a building in Powai, where my sister lives, is often visited by a leopard.
Yeah, because the highest density of leopards in the world.
Oh, really? Powai?
The Borivali National Park. Yes.
In the whole world?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's the highest density of leopards in that much area.
Wow.
Yeah. Because it's a tiny, I mean, given this thing, it's a tiny area and there are many leopards in there. So it's a very high density of leopards.
Wow.
Yeah. That was on the BBC, on that, you know, the documentary.
Because you don't think of it like that. You don't think of... You like, for example, when you think wild animals, you think Serengeti, you know, you think Australian outback. You don't think Hiranandani, right behind the Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get to see the world's fastest animal.
Behind Osis Supreme.
Biting into a watchman.
Yeah,
you know, like, behind, what?
Whatever the name of the building is.
Osis Supreme. Yeah, that is a building there. Yeah.
And the thing is that...
Near Raheja Empress.
Empress.
Yeah.
So the thing is that because they have, again, villages around the edges of Borivali National Park, and they have a lot of pigs, piglets.
Yeah.
There's very often even babies are sort of preyed on in the area. That's
it's
also
the size,
a problem.
No? Yeah.
So it's restricted, right? It's and they've got food.
Yeah.
So so that's why there's just a lot of leopards in that area.
They often go into TV shoots.
Yeah. When I was shooting at Film City, we had a leopard there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're living with leopards.
Yeah, but I mean, constantly. Yeah. And we're not the size of Belgium.
No.
No, it's quite. Quite thing. So her recruitment area, her recreation area had the TB thing, table tennis, carom, and they had a little basketball area and a foosball table. So the leopard jumped on top of the table tennis area, and the sign outside said, "Please be careful, because there is the gym." Is not functional because there is a leopard on the TT table. And someone printed that out and put it on the door. But the conundrum is this. The letters were really small. And some people walked in, obviously saw the leopard, got terrified. The leopard growled. They left.
You're saying there was enough time for a person to take a printout and put it on the door?
Yeah.
As in, it was a permanent residence now in that room.
So he thought on his feet, and it's a big, tower, three towers, ABC. So I assume 300 flats. One gym, one recreation area, leopard on top of TT table.
But he took a printer and put it on the door of the TT room.
Gym, which is the gym.
But
the
there
TT
should
room.
Be someone standing there saying, don't go in. He should be, should be standing
I
there.
I suppose the watchman, there were two watchmen got scared, ran away. He himself got scared. The windows were shut. He said, what's the best thing I can do to prevent... I guess he couldn't... For some reason, he couldn't lock the thing. So he put that little latch. So anyone can open it. So now he's got a leopard in a room on a TT table relaxing. And he thinks, what's the best thing I can do? Let me print out and say leopard. And the mistake he made, and this is what I know, I want to know what you think of this, is that he didn't put leopard
with an exclamation
on TT table. He used the same font, okay? Leopard.
To whomsoever it may concern. Or with an underline under it. Dear sir/madam.
Yeah. Yeah. Refer note X99C3.
Bringing to your kind attention.
Yeah. There is a
as
leopard.
Per events on 24 to 1924, leopard has been found on TT table.
Yeah.
All refrain from using TT room.
Correct. All in Courier 12.
And at a height that is not readable for children.
Say a significant height, he's put it up.
So children now, can't read it also.
And they're in their own zone, phones. Just opened the door and walked in. And child shuts and runs, complains to parents. Parents say, fire this guy. And he said, his defense, obviously, eventually the leopard was rescued, this, that. His defense is, you know, at least I thought in my feet and I put this thing up and it said, leopard, you know, and the parents said, but you should say leopard. So
either that or, I mean, this is the wrong time to use an ancient technology.
Yeah.
You know, like you don't get into, like, this is not the time to do printouts, right? This is not the time to use paper. This is the time when you send the WhatsApp message, you put it on social media, you start shouting, you start doing all the modern things. Like, you know, you do call, like everyone in the building, intercoms are buzzing, WhatsApp messages are floating around, leopard has been spotted, video has been sent, he's taken a video, he's created commotion through all of these new media.
So
he's gone backwards and he might as well have, you know, he might as well have written it in ink. Yeah. And sent a scroll to people, yeah, yeah. You know, like from daughter.
Leopard.
Yeah.
So, he in his defense, he argued, I'm totally with you. I think that, and therefore I have a follow-up question. Because in his defense, he said, I wanted it to be calm. Because by shouting, we would freak the leopard out.
So, he didn't even use a bold text. He used a normal text.
So, that was what later he was fired for. They said,
for use of not using bold font.
If you're doing Roman 12 and saying leopard is in the gym.
At least use 16. At least use 18.
Look at it, you know, and say, at least, yeah, exactly. 18 or even higher, 24. Something that says leopard is in the thing. So, at least the kid is like, PUBG, leopard. You know, like at least he'd look at that. So, that's one.
Hmm.
Two, let's go to your other point of this is not a moment for calm.
Hmm.
He wanted to keep calm because there's a leopard sitting on the TT table. Didn't want to freak it out. But this would be a very good time, you're saying, for the loss of human decorum. Because yeah. There are places where human decorum should collapse.
Yeah, this is
and this is one of those places where he should be like, Bhag Sale! Leopard aya! You know, where you expect a certain kind of insanity. You know, Kya, leopard, leopard. That guy also runs into, Mama, leopard, leopard, leopard. Mother jumps off the building, kills herself. So there will be some aftermath
yeah,
of this,
yeah.
Which whatever we'll deal with later, you know, some people may shoot themselves. Some people might just get scared and some people may open the door and say, Aja leopard, kya kaya? You know, and get bitten.
But they'll go with the information.
Yeah.
As in, once they have the information, then you can't stop how they're going to respond to it.
Yeah.
Like if someone just, you say, there's a leopard in the building and they just explode. They just like, they can't deal with it. They just like, and they just exploded with the information. You can't stop that from happening. I can't stop people from responding.
I was calm, madam. Abhi calm, it didn't work. And so now abhi ye karna pad raha hai mujhe. So there are some, you're saying there are some aspects of life where Chaos
is needed.
Yeah.
That's the time for commotion.
Which brings me to my next conundrum. I don't know if you heard about this train.
I did. Yeah. I read about it this morning.
Yeah. So this train is a goods train, Indian goods train, that started out of Jammu.
Hmm.
And it accidentally, the guy who was driving the train went for a smoke.
Hmm.
And when he came back, the train had taken off on its own at 70 kilometers an hour and went as far as Punjab and could have probably headed to Chennai. But I think it ran out of diesel and it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one of those moments where a lot of calm and restraint was displayed by railway officials across India. And I often wonder, like, if you work in railways or things.
Mm.
There's a lot of stuff. We find these things funny, and later on a podcast, we're like, haha, this funny thing happened, blah, blah. But the people that work in them, you know, they deal with it with, again, a very normal sense of calm.
Mm.
You know, so the deputy superintendent station master would have run to the station master and said, sir, ek baat bad. Kya hua, kya hua? Wo train 423 hai na, goods train ha. Wo nikal gaya, sir. निकल गया. हाँ वो निकल गया सर. हाँ अच्छा है, निकल गया. उसका स्केड्यूल था 9:40 निकल गया. नहीं सर, वो ड्राइवर यहाँ है, ट्रेन निकल गया. अच्छा ट्रेन निकल. यू नो एट नो पॉइंट इन इंडिया डज एनीवन जस्ट से व्हाट द फक आर यू सेइंग. Like we all keep a sense of, so then immediately he would have called the next station. He said, एक ट्रेन आ रहा है आपके पास, वो इज हेडेड फॉर पंजाब, उसमें कोई ड्राइवर नहीं है. जी सर, जी सर, जी सर, जी सर. क्या नहीं है? ड्राइवर नहीं. जी सर, जी सर. अरे अरे योगेश, वो 4231 ट्रेन है ना? हाँ सर. उसमें कोई ड्राइवर नहीं है. अच्छा सर. यू नो लाइक देयर माइट बी अ, बट समहाउ देयर इज अ वे इन विच यू फील इंडियंस आर रेडी फॉर एनीथिंग. लाइक व्हाई डोंट वी एट सम पॉइंट stop and ask, and this would have happened all the way down to Punjab Railways.
Well, I think,
अरे भाई वो ट्रेन अभी चार स्टेशन छोड़ के आ रही है, वो
ड्राइवर ड्राइवर वाला ड्राइवर
नहीं है
उसमें. No, I think there must have been some commotion, there must have been some plan, there must have been some emergency. I don't know, they must even have some sort of protocol in place. But it's
but
just
nothing
that,
like airplane in that scene. Like nothing,
nothing. Yeah, nothing like that. But I just feel that...
But because in India...
I think we're prepared for a lot.
That's what I mean. That plane crash is no long... That we're so ready for it.
I think we're prepared because of the commotion of our... everyday just existence, you know, the way in which traffic functions, what we're just like, you know, the way we're navigating through our lives just generally, you know, there's a lot of adjustment, pushing, pulling, you know, going through this, some calamity will happen, then car will break down, heart attack is happening, and then your child is, exam is going on, cheating has happened, you know, there's a court case happening. There are 45,000 things that you're dealing with, you know, at the same time. And then, you know, then the chicken is undercooked. There's so many things you're dealing with. And, you know, there's lots, someone like maid wants to leave. And then there's a shadi in the family. All the same day.
Yeah.
Within a few minutes, you know. So
you're not shocked in any way.
So I think that sometimes if that is your grounding, you know, if that is the prep that you get. And then in the mix of that, there's some new information has come. Oh, there's a driverless train that's just passing your station. You'll deal with it. Mm. You'll be like, chhod de na, kuch karna nahi hai, kya karna hai? You want to let it go or you want us to stop it? What do you want us to do? Just let it go.
Because that day you're saying, in the day of the Jammu station master, this is one of six problems.
Many other things are there. No? There'll be so many things
in the
happening.
Morning, said, sir, wo do train missing hai. Achha, achha. और वो छत कोलैप्स हो गया रात को और आपका बीबी भाग गया
और वो लीकेज अभी तक बंद नहीं हुआ है सर.
वो लीकेज चल रहा है सर,
बाथरूम का लीकेज हो गया.
बाथरूम का वो पूरा सब जगह वो यूरिन है सब जगह. अच्छा अच्छा अच्छा. और फिर एक ट्रेन निकल गया अपने आप. क्या द मोमेंट दैट हैपेंस देन वी नो दैट दैट इज लिटिल बिट हायर देन ऑल द अदर थिंग्स.
But you are dealing with a lot. I think that so then maybe that is the good way to deal with it. I feel, and I genuinely feel that somewhere in the country, maybe we don't even have all the information, but there is probably a train that is driverless at any given point.
Like right now,
you know,
as we're speaking.
I think this news kind of broke through. This is the one that came, like, you know,
came to us. But there's somewhere in India.
There has to be. See, we have driverless cars. We have driverless. Like, you know, suddenly there'll be some car will roll down something.
There's a train heading somewhere. And not everyone knows. You know what I mean? Like one station master will be informed, but they're like, "Acha, ye train ka na wo driver aaya nahi tha aaj.
Chhod diya.
Kahan ja rahe? Chal dekh lenge." So it's one of many things.
It's one of many things.
And just as a continuous last thing I want to say about this is the on your way home today, let's say you get a call from your family saying, Kunal, just don't come back by that other bridge. It's that bridge is missing. We tried to come earlier. It was missing. You'll absorb the information. But in other cultures, you would get into it in a big way because it's a big thing. You know, say this happened to you in Switzerland. The bridge is missing. You'd get into it. And the way we're used to living in Bombay, we'd be like, acha.
So then which route should I take? I'll have to come from, I'll have to come from Juhu Beach then. Okay, okay. So I'll see you in 15
I'll
minutes later.
I'll see a little extra. Just,
Don't order. Wait.
Yeah. Just, then at night when you're sleeping, you'll think about it a little bit. Like,
yeah, what happened to that bridge? Aray, that some...
Guy stole the bridge, yeah.
That Pishi Shorkar was doing something and I think he made the bridge disappear.
Yeah. So from Haji Ali, that bridge is gone now. Come back, they'll tell us.
5-6 years it'll take.
But we take it in our stride.
Yeah.
You know, so the leopard is not... It was another thing in that guy's day, I think. Yeah. Same with this. Kunal, we have a cricket conundrum.
Yes.
Yeah. From the great cricket commentator and comedian and friend of the podcast.
Yes.
The wonderful Mr. Andy Zaltzman.
I'm very excited.
We are indeed very excited. We haven't heard from him in a while. And he used to send us quite a few conundrums.
Yes.
2-3 years ago. And he has sent us a conundrum. I will play it for you.
Lovely.
We should tell our listeners that the test match between India and England has just concluded.
The fourth test. And we
India has
won the series 3-1.
We won the series 3-1.
So far.
There's one test left.
Yes.
So there's no way England can win the series.
No.
Which has led to this conundrum from Andy Zaltzman, which I will play for you.
Hello, Anuvab. Hello, Kunal. This is Andy Zaltzman, comedian and cricket statistician. I have a conundrum for you. Whilst the cricket-loving world has thoroughly enjoyed the fluctuating test series between India and England, the home team winning the fourth test has deprived the watching universe of the final test decider that everyone, and I mean everyone, truly wanted in their heart of hearts. So, my conundrum is this. Should India offer the fourth test win to England to make the score 2-2 heading into the decider in Dharamsala for the good not just of cricket, but of all humanity at this difficult time for our species? And could this then be the start of a new scheme whereby countries trade sporting achievements? Everything else is for sale, so why not already completed sporting victories? You give us the fourth test and we will pay India with 2 of Steve Redgrave's Olympic rowing gold medals. India has never won an Olympic gold. Redgrave won 5, so he probably wouldn't miss 2 of them. And we get that deciding fifth test, which will probably be rained off or snowed off anyway because they've decided to play a test match in the Himalayas in what is basically still winter. Anyway, yours, conundrumably, Andy Zaltzman.
Conundrumably should be a word.
It should.
It's a very good conundrum.
Very good.
He just wants us to give him the test.
Well, I think it can be awarded. I don't think that that's a problem. Just for the sake of keeping it competitive. I mean, I do think India will go on to win the fifth because, right, you know, certain players will be back. And it's just very difficult with England's current
bowling
attack.
Would you call them a team or would you call the England cricket team or what was it? It's more an idea.
I think they're a very good team. They just have very inexperienced young bowlers who've done really, really well and they've been very competitive through the series. It's been an excellent series. But I think his idea, the core idea, you know, of just keeping it interesting for the audience. You know, I mean, personal milestones for sportsmen and all are important. But what's more important are entertainment.
That's all.
You know, ultimately, it's about us.
Excitement, upping the spirit of fun.
Yes.
Has always been part of human nature.
Absolutely.
Right? Like, who wants to watch the fifth test of a 3-1 decided test series?
Correct. You know, want to keep some stakes in the game.
You're in Dharamshala. What's stopping the cricketers from just going and doing some darshan of the Dalai Lama instead of playing the game?
Yeah. You know?
So he's saying keep it
competitive.
Sexy.
Keep it, keep it, keep it alive.
Competitive, keep it alive. Give us the test. Now, I have to say, what I know of the BCCI, they are not averse to corruption.
And they are not averse to a deal.
They're not averse to a deal for a fee, for some sort of price. But is there anything from England? I mean, he's offering 2 gold medals of an Olympian. Is there anything from England that we really want? I can't think of anything. I mean, it's not like Britain and India have a long relationship.
There's nothing.
Kind.
There's nothing that they have of ours. Yeah. No? Like that was no ours valuable. In the sense that it was never mine personally.
Yeah.
But that was that originated or that kind of was in this country. Nothing really that they took away. I can't think of much.
I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything that we'd want. No from wealth. Or, no.
No jewels.
There's
or anything.
Actually no connection between the two cultures.
It's so unconnected. I don't even know why we're speaking in English.
I have no idea where this language came from.
Yeah, it's so strange.
I don't know what we'd want from Britain, really.
I don't know. But, you know, I think Olympic medals, nice thing.
Could we do a cricket exchange? Like if we, in a round robin sort of way, if we returned the World Cup we won in 1983, is there anything that the West Indies could give us, could give England in return?
You're saying like rum?
We do a whole, or like rum could be a good thing, yeah. Music, some more music. I can't think of...
If you said, okay, we're going to give you the rights to all Beatles songs.
Yeah.
You know?
That's usable.
I guess, but it's not to the large Indian public. You know, like people would be more happy with other things coming. Like a little cash in the pocket wouldn't hurt. Yeah. But then it becomes a monetary, and they don't have cash. So then it becomes a monetary thing. What they do have, as Andy rightly pointed out, they've got some individual gold medals at the Olympics. They've got a World Cup. They've got, they've got that, I think, a single football World Cup.
Mm.
We wouldn't mind having a football World Cup. I mean, if you said 1960, what was it? 3-8 when they won the football
66.
World Cup. 66 when they won the football World Cup.
Bobby Charlton? Robson? Somebody
one
like
of
that?
The Bobby, one of the Bobbies. And if you said, you know, suddenly India is the winner of the 1966 World Cup.
Yeah.
And,
in fourth a sport, test, we weren't even competing.
We were, but in fact, more competitive then than we are now.
66, did we take part in the World Cup?
Well, not in the World Cup, but we were competitive in the Olympics and a few other things. We were not bad. There was a legend of the barefoot Indian football team and all of that.
That
but
was
not
quite
in the 60s,
early, right?
50s.
1950s, yeah. Yeah.
But we won the 66 World Cup.
So what more can...
Yeah. So, I mean, so that way it would be quite an interesting exchange then.
There's a lot of deals that can be struck. I think there's a bit of commission in this for Andy as well. I think he wants
of course, and for us.
Yeah.
But this...
For putting this to the BCCI.
Yeah. So certain things, like say, some sports that we dominate in.
Yeah.
Like, it's difficult to think of, but I say,
do we dominate? Cricket, we are sort of...
We're pretty good at badminton. Yeah. We have a few goals
very
at a certain
good,
level. We're pretty good at wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, there's some...
Sharpshooters.
Sharpshooters. I think that this direct exchange of national achievement...
Yeah. You know, the reason I think was thinking of this is to have a spectacle and then announce some sort of an unexpected exchange. You give us Kylie Minogue.
From Australia.
And who's not even British.
Yeah.
But I think lives there. And maybe. We give you Deepika Padukone. So every year, you know, you have a bonfire.
Yeah.
Where you burn some cricketer's cricket equipment. Someone dances around the fire. And at the end of it, you have an exchange. I'm trying to make it a bit like how the Romans would have...
I just think that it has to be... It has to deal with... Like, see, this is just an exchange of celebrity or just an exchange of personalities. I don't think that makes as much sense as what Andy's proposing is an
medals.
Exchange of national pride. That you suddenly... For long enough, you felt proud about the 1966 World Cup. Now it's our turn to feel proud about the 1966 World Cup. You give that to us. For a few years, we'll give you the 1983 World Cup, the cricket one.
That's a good exchange.
So you take that World Cup. We take this. Now we've won the World Cup.
Yeah.
Now we. So then the world
and then
asks.
You can also say.
You say
we
won the 83 World Cup. You won 2 World Cups now.
Yeah.
So we've won the football World Cup. So I'm saying that then what happens is that is that you can, you if you feel like you can buy and sell pride, you know, or can you exchange pride? You so, used to feel proud about this. Now I'm feeling proud about that thing.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah. So it's,
could
it's
I
really
take
cool.
PVS Sindhu's medal?
Yeah, yeah. And you can give it to a British athlete. Or you can say that now so-and-so England has won.
Yeah.
You know.
And in return, we'll keep the Kohinoor diamond for 3 weeks.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And then we'll see when we're giving
then
it
we'll
back.
See. And then Afghanistan will say that's ours. But that's between us and Afghanistan.
Afghanistan. Then we do an exchange with Afghanistan.
You take the Kohinoor.
Yeah.
And give us that bowler who did very well in the World Cup.
Correct. Correct.
And he's now Indian.
Yes. And then after that, then someone else from Afghanistan will claim the Kohinoor, saying that it was initially about 8 million years ago. It was a part of the landmass in South America.
Yeah.
That because it was drifted from there.
Yeah.
So then that country will claim it.
So Argentina.
Yeah.
They have a new president, Javier Milei.
Yeah.
And he's quite a maverick. He said that the Kohinoor is ours.
Yes.
And so, but Andy will get what he wants, which is this constant exchange.
I think it's very healthy. And I think that is something that he's tapped on over here, is that instead of monetary give and take,
yeah.
you know, the like you have all these World Economic Forum and all that stuff. You should have now a sports forum that says, see, we have for long enough felt proud about this victory. It's time for someone else to feel proud about it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting now. I think that Andy has opened up now a, you know, if we can trade victories.
Yeah. I'm saying I'm open to other objects also. If Australia wants 3 leopards from Pawai, for example, to let us have a rematch.
Because one is in the TT room either way.
One's there.
Yeah.
The door is shut.
Yeah.
You know, and it says in small Roman, you know, Courier 12.
Leopard on table.
On table.
Yeah.
I'm willing to give that.
But in exchange for what?
I just want a rematch of that. Because I woke up really early. And I think that, you know, either KL Rahul or somebody needs to bat with a little less nervousness.
It's a little more intent.
A little more intent and get us that. So, I don't know why Andy's opened this door. Because lots of our sporting memories can...
can be reversed.
I will obviously want that final 6 in the 1986 Sharjah Cup, where Javed Miandad hit that 6 and changed a lot of our lives.
Mm.
I will obviously want that to not happen.
Correct.
Right. So I would like Chetan Sharma to not bowl that over. Like if I could go back, the number of things I wouldn't in life. Yeah.
I mean, I'd want Sachin not to get out against Pakistan when we were chasing in the Chennai test.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know...
And in return, what... I mean, this is a tricky thing because Pakistan will want some other things, you know, like Kashmir and stuff, which just for the test may not be...
Which you might not hold equivalence.
Yeah. So this is a door that Andy has opened.
Yeah.
That can go anywhere. And we may not want Imran Khan as an exchange. I mean, it's too much trouble.
Yeah. Because what I see that if you open... Like, if you open up tracts of land being given for sporting achievement, then, like, you know, large parts of Bihar will suddenly disappear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
America will start owning. I mean, you know, then I think that especially the Indian government and the BCCI will start selling a large parts of South India as well. They don't want that to be part of India either way.
Correct. So, they're concerns.
They're concerns. So
English
I think that
speaking,
suddenly Kerala will be part of the USSR.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
they'll
say, now give us some Olympic golds.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be that.
Yeah.
So it gets very tricky.
So what you're saying is Andy has just opened the door to the dissolution of India as an idea over one test match.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's a large sort of thing he's taken on.
Yeah. Final conundrum. Kunal.
Yes.
I said conundrum.
Conundrum.
Conundrum. Sound like Donald Trump. Conundrum. Yeah. Suchin Tindulko.
Yeah.
Swami Vivekanundun. That was good. And what is our conundrum? It's from a gentleman called Uday Bhattacharya.
Uday Bhattacharya. Hi, Uday. And he says, hi, Anubhav and Pal, which is both you.
That's us. Yeah.
I'm Uday Bhattacharya, 16 years old, one of your fans. Started listening to you from COVID because I was bored in class 10. And now I'm in the 11th. My conundrum is, should one listen to podcast / music while studying? My mother scolds me, but it helps me focus better. On what? The studying or on the podcast? Also, I am both proud and ashamed of what you guys talk about in the podcast. Hope I get into the podcast. Well, you've gotten into the podcast.
You have, but you don't have a conundrum, young
man. He doesn't know whether he should listen to podcasts or music.
Music.
While he's studying.
I think two people talking and expecting you to concentrate on a conundrum is probably more demanding than music when you're studying, I would imagine.
I think music is easier because it just plays in the background and you don't have to really listen to the lyrics. Or I mean, it's just the beats. It's just like you're bobbing your head, you're tapping your foot, and you can really, you know, you can do some geometry or you could study some math or you could even...
I mean, even we've heard from our listeners that we're very good for sleep.
Sleep, in fact, we've helped so many people with insomnia.
Yeah. So there you can use us for sleep.
For sleep, it's good. I mean, it helps you focus on sleep better.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's one thing.
And
his mother is not entirely wrong. I mean, it's difficult to listen to two people chatting while you're trying to study history or geography.
When a third person is trying to chat with you through their book, it's difficult.
So because I don't think I have the... See, I can barely do one thing. Like, I can just about hold this pen and speak at the same time.
Yeah.
That's
in
two
fact,
things.
After this, what our listeners don't know is at the end of this podcast, you're taking a week off because this is...
It's too much for me.
It's been a lot.
It's been a lot. Been because after exhausting. That, I have to stand and walk. I mean, it's four or five things. And a lot of them overlap, you know. So I'm just saying that...
Walk, speak,
it's
eat.
A lot, you know. And not to forget that I'm constantly breathing, which is a very difficult task. So for me, I find it difficult to do four or five things. I like to focus on the thing.
Yeah.
Like even when I'm watching a film, I don't know about you, but I don't like to eat dinner while watching a film.
But that's the thing. I'm able to eat and watch. What I cannot do, which a lot of friends of mine are able to, scroll and watch.
Because then
so
you're
they
not
scroll
watching.
Instagram. So they're watching, exactly. They're not really watching. Because I think you're not giving, not because you should need to focus more on the film, but we are not giving enough attention to Instagram. Because one of the videos could just be like, you know,
a life-changing sort of thing.
City of Delhi, you know, destroyed in earthquake. But because you're watching
Lawrence of Arabia,
the holdovers, Lawrence of Arabia, friends, you've just skipped it, you know, like,
Shah.
Are Delhi is destroyed, huh? Look at this recipe, you know, so it's like that, you to give it that essential importance. Like what we can't do for you there to get you to focus on our podcast is just keep start saying like, Uday, 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 Uday.
Study
Uday.
Study
hard, Uday. We can't do all that. So we can't individually talk to you.
No.
So you have to do one thing, I think, and then the other.
I think so.
And then that way you'll remember both our names instead of just
see, it's clearly you haven't focused well enough on the podcast because you've written Anubhav and Pal.
So maybe one thing at a time.
One thing at a time.
Live longer. This has been our last week.
It has.
We are very happy to announce.
Yes,
to
very happy. Overjoyed.
That you will get to see us now on Instagram and YouTube.
That's true.
And hear us in short clips and hopefully longer clips because we have been informed the world is changing. And apparently we are not that frightening to look at and hear.
Well, I don't know about that.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
That we're not sure about. But we are now coming to you. I mean, this is the most cheesy thing you can do. Look in the camera and point.
I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, don't do it. And we would like to thank our Patreon subscribers.
Yes, thank you so much.
Family for this long.
Thank you so much.
But I think you will enjoy the content for free. I can't believe I just said content. You will enjoy our conversations for free now, which I think is a little better than money. But we'll still be there.
We'll be there. And we hope to do a lot more live performance. Well, I wouldn't call it a performance, but live podcast.
Live podcast recording.
So hopefully in the future, you can drop by and come for some of our shows as in when those happen.
You can see us in Bombay. And hopefully we'll come to other cities around the country.
Yes.
And if we're lucky around the world, but we'll definitely start with Bombay.
Yep. And... once again, thank you so much for your support on Patreon and keep listening.
A new era is starting.
Is it? Okay.
This is the sort of enthusiasm.
This is what we're,
that we need.
Yeah, this is what.
This is why we're always on the right bus.
Yeah, yeah. Aurangzeb's rule is starting from now on. It's
we are with the times.
Yeah. Shah Jahan has been
beheaded. No, he's
been
gone.
Put into exile or whatever.
Exile. This is a new
house arrest.
Yeah. The era of austerity, and Shah Jahan was quite a quiet sort of austere religious sort of, didn't like Taj Mahal type. Why are we, what are we saying?
What are we getting?
What are we talking about?
This is the end of the podcast. Bye bye.
You were listening to Our Last Week, produced by Akanksha Kadam and Avdhoot Khanolkar, hosted by Anubhav Pal and Kunal Roy Kapoor.